Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Daryl has not had a good week. I don't think Daryl knows that he hasn't had a good week, but it has not been a good week for Daryl. Daryl, you guys remember several years ago, I think, was this back in 2018? I think it was back in 2018. Travis, do you remember that? That was like when we first launched the show. We did, remember we did Fake News Friday. And we had a local news director from one of the TV stations, great guy, John Stepanek, just a really good guy, class act, had the honor of working for him way back in the day. But and then we had Daryl Ehrlich was the editor of the Billings Gazette at the time. Nice guy, you know, I mean, radical, you know, just foaming at the mouth leftist, but a nice guy, you know, not so nice policies he supports, but a nice guy. Anyway, we had them on the show, and you know, because that was, you know, when Trump was really going after the fake news media. And so anyway, we did Fake News Friday conversation with a couple of, you know, a news editor and a news director for a TV station. It was a fun conversation. But Daryl Ehrlich, you know, he was too liberal even for the Lee newspapers. So now he started basically a dark money liberal blog. And so what they do with this is they get money from donors. You know, donors like Hans-Jörg Wiese. Hans Wiese is the guy who funds all the Democrat Party stuff. He funds all the radical environmental groups. He funds the American Prairie Reserve, which is trying to kick the ranchers off the land. Well, that same guy, Hans Wiese, funds this state networks deal that the liberal blog, the Daily Montanan, is a part of. So, and yet you will see TV stations and even some newspapers will copy and paste content from this supposed news source into their news headlines as if it's news. And but funny, they won't do that from conservative outlets or sources, but they'll do it with liberal sources, right? So anyway, that's who Daryl is here. Two things. First, he had this. He comes out when Tim Walz is announced as Kamala Harris's running mate. He does this, like, not so much foaming at the mouth, but just drooling piece where he's like, oh, Tim Walz, yeah, we covered him when I worked in Minnesota back in the day. And, oh, we had an embedded reporter with him from day one. You didn't have an embedded reporter with him. You had a paid propagandist there to prop this phony guy up. And we know he's a phony because we're seeing now the stolen valor on full display. And I had a bunch of people. We had a great event at the brewery in Laurel last night at High Plains Brewing, thanks to Dave Biquette and the whole – man, what a great turnout. People kept asking me the question. They said, how did they not vet this Tim Walz guy? How did they not vet this guy, Kamala Harris's running mate? I said, because he was in Minnesota. The guy got the kid gloves treatment. The, you know, the puff news coverage treatment, the same way that John Tester has gotten the fake news media puffy treatment here in Montana. And I said, so the media in Minnesota should have been vetting this guy, but because the media in Minnesota didn't vet the guy, instead they propped him up. Kamala Harris's team said, oh, yeah, sounds great. Let's grab him. And then whoopsie daisy, it's blowing up in their face, isn't it? But there's another big old Daryl story right after this.
Securing America.
The U.S. has bolstered its forces in the Middle East as the region remains in a volatile state, and Iran has threatened to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh explaining the reasoning behind the decision to send more U.S. assets to the region.
To improve U.S. force protection, increase support for the defense of Israel, and to ensure the United States is prepared to respond to a various number of contingencies.
The move follows the recent rocket attack at Al Asad Air Force Base in Iraq, in which the Pentagon now says four U.S. service members and one contractor were injured. Singh on whether the U.S. will respond.
We always reserve that right, and we will take measures that we need to ensure the protection of our forces.
Singh also says that the U.S. military posture in the Middle East remains
defensive in nature.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated shower storm chance across areas towards Bozeman. High temperatures will meanwhile stay for the mid-70s in Bozeman to near 80 in Billings. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, isolated shower chance mainly towards Bozeman early. Temperatures will head back down to 49 in Bozeman, with lows in the mid-50s in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, he even forced the rabbi to speak out. You guys know our friend, Rabbi Chaim Bruck. He's the Jewish rabbi in Bozeman. He's got the synagogue there, the Chabad synagogue there. Just an incredible guy. I always love it whenever we have the rabbi on the show. But here's the thing about the rabbi. He gets along with everybody, and he's friends with everybody. He has very strong convictions, of course, but he works with everybody. He reaches out to everybody. And so it's rare that you'll hear the rabbi speak out and on political stuff, in the sense that he doesn't get involved in your typical day-to-day, political back and forth. Right now, he's going to stand up and speak out strongly against the anti-Semitism that's been on full display in America. He's going to stand up on behalf of Israel, things like that, right? But it's rare that he gets involved in the day-to-day politics. But that tells you just how bad some in the media have been getting here. I was telling you about how this fake news, liberal, dark money news website run by the former editor of the Billings Gazette, Daryl Ehrlich, he had a headline earlier this week: Walls looks a lot like Montana and acts like it too. I mean, and this was just the most, just you read this thing and you're like, oh, for Pete's sake, give me a break. And it's like, this guy acts like Montana. I'm sorry, Montanans would not have allowed Minneapolis to burn. Montanans would not have opened up the windows so they could smell the tires burning, because they loved the riots that were taking place outside while their cities were burning. No. It's just like when we see the wildfire smoke. Oh, isn't this great? Ah, open up the windows and just breathe it all in. Breathe it all in. Ooh, that smell. You know, like the Lynyrd Skynyrd song. So he has this whole piece. And I mean, Montanans don't want boys in girls' locker rooms and men in girls' bathrooms. I mean, unless you're liberal Senator John Tester, of course. So anyway, it was just like the most phony write-up you could imagine. Oh, yeah, we covered this guy back in Minnesota. Yeah, of course you did. You covered up this guy. You covered for this guy, and you propped this phony up, and he became a congressman, and then he became a governor, and now he's the vice presidential candidate, and it's blowing up in the Democrats' faces because guys like you that were in the Minnesota media failed to do your jobs as journalists and reporters, just like you failed to cover Steve Bullock when he was the governor and failed to hold him accountable, failed to ever ask any tough questions of him. In fact, you covered for that guy. You covered up for that guy. And there was a reporter in Helena that started asking some questions about that guy, and you guys fired that guy. Although I think he got a nicer job down in, sunny San Diego or something like that. So, but anyway, but here the rabbi has now been forced, apparently, to not forced. I mean, he's been called. He felt led to speak out. So there's these other liberal rabbis in Montana. And see, the Democrats are very good at this. They love to divide people. So they'll go find, a handful of very liberal pastors or whatever, and then they'll put some letter together. So they're using these hyper political liberal rabbis to try to attack Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, which is quite odd when you think about it. They're trying to claim that, well, because he's criticizing George Soros and Chuck Schumer, he's anti-Semitic. What? Okay, first off, Chuck Schumer is throwing Israel under the bus. George Soros is funding these anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Oh, but don't you dare criticize the guys that are throwing Israel under the bus and funding these anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic protests on campus. Don't you dare criticize those guys, or these liberal rabbis in Montana are going to call you anti-Semitic. So Sheehy has been, as he should be, criticizing Chuck Schumer and criticizing George Soros. And so the fake news media, they go find these liberal rabbis in Montana to attack Tim Sheehy. Well, Montana, I like to call him Montana's rabbi. He's just the real deal. He works with everybody. He talks to everybody. Just a good guy. Montana's rabbi, Chaim Bruck, he says, it's got to stop. He went to Twitter. He went to X. He says, it's got to stop. He says, I shouldn't have to say this, but it must be said. Neither Senator Tester or Tim Sheehy are anti-Semites. Hinting in any way that they are is wrong, and it's a horrible misuse of religion as a political tool. I know them both. They've both visited our Jewish center, and they both respect the Jewish community. They can hash out their political differences on Israel, Iran, abortion, taxes, and everything else, but keep the Jews out of it. We vote. We love our American way of life, but we don't want to be used as political pawns. And then he calls out Daryl. He says this, quote, to Daryl Ehrlich and all the other devoted Montana reporters and journalists, please don't use the Jewish faith as part of the game that is American politics. Thank you. Now, this really, when you actually read through the lines here, that tweet is going to really irritate the Democrats and the fake news media. Because, look, we can criticize John Tester all day long for, you know, I think he's flip-flopping on Israel. I think he's trying to appease both sides. I see my brakes about to come up here. We could go into this in more depth. I think he's bad when it comes to Israel and when it comes to American foreign policy. Tim Sheehy is right when it comes to supporting our allies in Israel and American foreign policy. But let's be honest. Who are the ones that are throwing out the phony? He's an anti-Semite card. It's the Democrats. It's the left. It's Dark Money Daryl and his liberal blog. So this is a defense of Tim Sheehy, really, is what it is.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Donald Trump, having been overshadowed the last 2 weeks by all the hoopla, all the media hype about Kamala Harris and now her running mate Tim Walz, when have I ever said that before, held an hour-long news conference at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. And he just took on all kinds of questions, was pretty disciplined, mostly avoided personal attacks, and it was a way of grabbing the spotlight. As a direct result, no question about it, for the first time in this campaign, having been hammered by the Trump team for not talking to reporters, Kamala Harris took a few questions from assembled journalists. She defended Walz against attacks on his military record. And she also talked about how they've agreed to a debate. No way that happens without Trump trying to seize the spotlight, at least briefly. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, according to AgriPulse, the Federal Trade Commission has launched an investigation into the increase in grocery prices since the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, the agency says the initiative aims to ensure that Americans receive competitive and affordable prices they deserve. The investigation was disclosed at a public hearing on August 1st by the Biden administration's multi-agency strike force on unfair and illegal pricing. The inquiry, they say, will ask major grocery retailers to provide detailed information about their sales costs and profits. In some other news here on this Friday morning, the American Sheep Industry Association's executive board met last week in Deadwood, South Dakota for its annual summer meeting. And the focus, they say, of the meeting each year is to set a budget for the coming fiscal year that'll need approval from the full board of directors. ASI's new fiscal year begins October 1st. Now, during the meeting, among other things, the executive board said both the Wool Trust and Fund 2 budgets for the upcoming fiscal year, while also approving dues rates at the current level, 3.5 cents per stock sheep and $8 per member for state associations. Associate member and minimum due rates for state dues were set at $400, and individual memberships were set at 3.5 cents per stock sheep or $50, whichever is greater. For more information about this year's ASI Summer Board Meeting, you can visit sheepusa.org. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
With harvest time and the peak of summer heat upon us, Montana DNRC reminds farmers and ranchers to be prepared to do your part to prevent equipment-caused wildfires. Practice fire mitigation by regularly cleaning dry materials like straw and chaff from equipment. Avoid parking in or near dry, flashy fuel sources. Always keep a water source, fire extinguisher, and shovel with you. And stay on top of fire restrictions by visiting mtfireinfo.org. Montana DNRC wishes everyone a safe and successful harvest season.
Montana egg producers are unique, and the partnership with your bank should be too. At Stockman Bank, we believe a successful operation starts with a trusted partner, specialized service, and a proven commitment to your success. Stockman Bank's Montana roots run deep. For over 70 years, our banking services have been uniquely designed for Montana producers. Our lenders are experienced in Montana agriculture, and decisions are made locally. Please contact us, and we will show you why Stockman is Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC.
Well, ag bankers fear an economic cliff in farm and ranch country is looming without a new farm bill. That's according to one longtime ag banker who testified before the House Agriculture Committee recently. Tony Hotchkiss has spent the past 41 years in ag banking and now chairs the Agriculture and Rural Bankers Committee of the American Bankers Association.
With rising input costs and lower commodity prices, farmers and ranchers have worked through the liquidity and working capital they built up over the past few years at a more rapid pace than anticipated and are now beginning to leverage equity through refinancing debt.
Not to mention, the USDA is now forecasting net farm income to drop some 25% this year alone. Thus, the urgent need, he says, for the languishing House Farm Bill, with its improvement to reference prices, FSA guaranteed loan limits, crop insurance, dairy supports, and beginning farmer and rancher programs. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know what? It's even better coming right after Russell's Farm and Ranch report there, thanks to our friend Russell Nimitz. Hey, by the way, Russell, we're borrowing your incredible camera guy. You know, I don't know if you guys ever see the video reports that Russell Nimitz and Lane put together. They have incredible video. You know, whenever they go to, you know, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association convention or National Farm, whatever they go out on the farm, out on the ranch, you'll notice these guys, they have great video. Why do they have great video? Because of a guy named Paul Humphrey. Used to work at KTVQ television with Paul Humphrey, literally just an incredible camera guy, incredible videographer. He should be with us later today at the Trump rally so that we can get some great video footage as well. So that's going to be great. And he's just such a great guy, such an incredible talent. It's going to be great to be at the Trump rally tonight. It's going to be great to see everybody in Bozeman. I'm going to be out on Main Street around 2 p.m. You guys are going to have to come find me around 2 o'clock on Main Street, downtown Bozeman. I got some gift cards for you. Yeah, you're going to have to come find me. You're going to have to come find me, though. But since this is right out, I was going to open the show with this morning, but then we had some fun with that liberal blogger. But this is what I was going to open up with. So, you know, I put a bunch of fresh headlines, just shared a bunch of content on our Montana Talks website. And anyway, this one caught my eye. KC is out of Missoula. But the headline was something to the effect of, could Western livestock auctioneers be rappers? Could Western livestock auctioneers be rappers? Something to that effect. So I went and watched this YouTube video. Apparently it's a little old, but it's freaking hilarious. At least I thought. Anyway, what do you guys think? Can Western livestock auctioneers be rappers?
Five. Four's in a five. Four now five. Quarters. Four's in a five.
$1.46 and a half,
$7.75. Of everything in the news. I was just rolling laughing. That was great. I want that to be Donald J. Trump's hype video when he takes the stage later tonight at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse. What do you think? Should that be Donald Trump's hype video? Absolutely hysterical. I loved it. I thought that one guy, hey, 4 to 5. Anyway, man, I want to play it again.
Five. Four to five. Four and a five.
We're gonna miss the best one. The best one was just about to start. All right, I'll get back to it.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris campaigns in Phoenix, Arizona today. Former President Trump has a rally in Bozeman, Montana, and took reporters' questions for an hour yesterday.
She can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference.
The vice president did take a few reporters' questions yesterday, addressing accusations her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, exaggerates his military record.
I praise anyone who has presented themselves to serve our country, and I think that we all should.
And she and former President Trump have agreed to their first debate September 10th. What's left of Tropical Storm Debbie is moving quickly north.
The larger concern, it's been the concern here the last couple of days, it continues, is all the different flood risks. That's going to continue all the way from the Carolinas, taking you all the way ultimately through New York State up into Canada.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz, tornadoes are possible from Maryland to western New England. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, man, Tropical Storm Debbie, that story being mentioned, but the first story in that Fox News update, how great was it to hear Montana mentioned in that national Fox News update? Yeah, Donald J. Trump coming to Big Sky Country here later today. But then the mention of Tropical Storm Debbie remind me, we had such a great event last night. So many of the people that we saw at High Plains Brewing in Laurel last night, we're going to see them again later today in Bozeman for the Trump rally, including rodeo legend Deb Greeno. Deb Greeno was there last night. So cool to see him. And anyway, you know the gal who calls in and goes by the name Tester will not be reelected? She showed up, so a lot of people got to meet her. She showed up to help out and volunteered for the event. Yeah, rodeo legend Deb Greeno was in the house, and he'll be in the house for the rally tonight. Now, if it's not Donald Trump's hype music, maybe they could pull Deb Greeno on the stage. All right, last one, I promise, Travis. Last time. Well, for this hour anyway. I might have to re-rack that one for the 9 o'clock hour later on. Although, man, we got a big show coming up for you here all morning long. George Blackard, Freedom Friday, he should be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm kind of hoping George shows up early today, though, because normally I try not to book guests in the 7 o'clock hour on Thursdays, because that's when David Noble is gracious enough to come join us for the full hour. I try not to book guests on Fridays, because we, you know, on the 7 o'clock hour, because it's Freedom Friday with George Blackard. But we've got kind of this big opportunity to catch up with former New York congressman and nearly won the governor's race in New York, Lee Zeldin. So Lee Zeldin's actually, he's only available in our 7 o'clock hour of the show. So George, if he's here, will be sidekicking that conversation with me, for the 7 o'clock hour of this show. And then, man, looking forward to hearing his take on, you know, this whole stolen valor story and much more. In addition to the Western livestock auctioneer rapper story on our Montana Talks website, I've also got a story about how Montana veterans are sounding off. You know, Tampon Tim, Governor Tim Walz from Wisconsin, who is Kamala Harris's running mate. Well, Montana veterans are sounding off on Tim Walz and his multiple stolen valor claims. So I've got that headline on our Montana Talks website, which includes a friend of mine who lives in Billings, Montana, but was in the Minnesota National Guard during that deployment. He can tell you exactly what happened as Tim Walz dodged the deployment and left his troops behind, let them go deploy. Well, he propped up his political career with false claims. So you can read that on our Montana Talks website. But Troy Downing was on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning. I'll share the audio.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning. I'm Dennis Bragg. Gallatin County Sheriff Dan Springer says it took so long to solve the 1996 disappearance and murder of a Gallatin Valley teen because there wasn't much physical evidence until a DNA match was made. Springer announced yesterday the murder of Danny Houchins was closed when investigators finally tracked down 57-year-old Paul Hutchins, a fisheries biologist from Dillon, who they asked about the girl being raped and then held in the water. Hutchins committed suicide right after that interview.
By all indications, Paul was a stranger to Danny and had zero connection to her. Homicides committed by strangers with no relational connection are extremely difficult to investigate, and they rely heavily on physical evidence.
Springer says the case underlies the need to preserve evidence in long outstanding cases. A lot of national attention on Bozeman tonight, where former President Donald Trump makes his only campaign appearance of the entire week. The speech set on the MSU campus comes after another tumultuous and controversial week in the presidential race and will be the first time Trump has spoken in public since his Democratic opponent Kamala Harris announced her VP pick of Tim Walz. It's the sixth time he's appeared at a rally in Montana and the second time in Bozeman. Meanwhile, Democratic candidates, including gubernatorial candidate Ryan Busey, will be holding their own Montana Freedom Rally a short distance away at the Rialto in Bozeman, and just an hour before the former president is set to speak. Sad news for Livingston food fans this week. One of the truly legendary locations in the state will be closing.
It truly is an end of an era, as a longtime Montana business is closing its doors after serving its community for 120 years. The Stockman Bar and Restaurant in Livingston will remain open until after Labor Day and then will permanently close, according to the owner. The popular location has been listed for sale. However, at this time, there are no interested buyers. In Bozeman, I'm Derek Wolf for the Montana State News Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, normally during that 6:35 break that we're just coming out of, normally I'll, okay, now's my chance, go refill a cup of coffee. And since we already heard the Fox News update, I won't even turn the app on. I'll just go get coffee or whatever. But then I'm like, just as I'm about to leave the studio, I hear the news update, if you guys have heard this new news, it's incredible. The Montana State News Network, Dennis Bragg, anchoring the coverage there for us. And so I was like, oh, man, I better turn on my app. I don't want to miss the Montana State News Network news break while I go get coffee. And so Wow, what just what a powerful report there from Dennis Bragg. And just a creepy story. But hats off to the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office. New DNA data helps solve 27-year-old murder, a cold case now finally solved here in Montana. The full press conference from the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office is online. But, man, I was just reading a little bit of that story this morning. What a sad deal. You know, this 15-year-old girl who was murdered, found face down in shallow water near the Cameron Bridge fishing access back on September 21st of 1996. And they finally found the murderer through DNA. And it turns out this guy had been living in Dillon, Montana this entire time. He worked for the BLM for 20 plus years. He was even at one point recognized by Montana FWP for like conservation work or something. He had a wife and a couple of kids, and all this time, and that was the guy who was responsible for murdering and raping this young girl back in 1996. I mean, just an absolutely just sad and creepy story. But hats off to law enforcement who never gave up and kept searching for her killer. And yeah, great report there by Dennis Bragg during the break. And like I say, full story on our Montana Talks website right now that Jesse James put together for us. We got some other headlines as well. Getting on for some lighter news, you know, definitely go check out some of the write-ups that our producer Travis Lee has been putting together. He's been looks like he's been you know traveling kind of central Montana and checking out some museums, checking out some historic sites, say from Wilsow to White Sulphur. And anyway, so some great coverage that Travis is throwing together for you as well. Kind of like the back roads of Montana that the crew from Montana PBS does a great job of doing. Travis is checking out the back roads of Montana himself. All right, let's see. We got messages that are coming in on our Montana Talks app, and we got a caller on the phone lines that I'll get to here in just a second. But first, let me play just about a minute or so of this clip since I told you I was going to play it, and I don't want to forget. Earlier this morning, Troy Downing, Montana State Auditor and candidate for Congress in the Eastern Congressional District, the Republican candidate in the Eastern Congressional District, he was on Fox and Friends First talking about the stolen valor controversy surrounding Kamala Harris's running mate, Tim Walz. He was on with a Marine Corps veteran and wounded warrior, Johnny Joey Jones.
It's the combat veterans that are trying to get into office and represent the state this cycle. When you hear about how dangerous of a place this is, obviously that's the Trump administration's standpoint. What do combat veterans in office do to help?
Well, I'll tell you, we know what it looks like. And so right now we've got Ryan Zinke, you know, a Navy SEAL. We've got Tim Sheehy in the Senate race against Hester, a Navy SEAL. That was Air Force, Air National Guard. I mean, we're sending in the troops here. And I think it's important to have people in Congress that know what war looks like, know what it means to actually send somebody abroad. And the complete failure of the Biden-Harris administration in all things, you know, foreign policy wise, from the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan to, you know, the stolen valor that we're seeing right now to doing a plea bargain with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I mean, the Biden administration, you know, they claim they had nothing to do with that, but it was under their watch. And as Americans, we do not negotiate with terrorists ever. And I think that the veterans are watching. Montana has a very high population. About 10% of our population are veterans. And we're watching because national security and protecting America, all she is, and that American dream is important to us.
Amen to that.
All right. Yeah. And that full video, go to foxnews.com/video. And you can see the full appearance there by Troy Downing on Fox and Friends First earlier this morning. Speaking of friends, our friend George Blackard in the house. I'm glad he's here early because I don't know if he heard me mention. Well, we normally don't have guests guests on in the 7 o'clock hour for Freedom Friday. But we've got a great opportunity for in a one-time shot here with a great guest coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So we're going to sneak him on and anyway, George will make it a better conversation than I would anyway. So it'll be good to have him here for that. But first, let's go to the phone lines. Tim in Billings. Tim, what's going on?
Well, you know, Aaron, George is a lot like bacon. Everything he touches, he makes better. So, George is like bacon.
That's right.
That's great.
He's like, George the Bacon Blackard. Chicken Baked Blackard.
And he gets nothing for that endorsement.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Thank you very much.
I got a bag of protein chips I could hook him up with.
I approve that message.
Yeah.
He's a little salty, but that's all right.
Very salty. Like it, you know? Very salty. Yeah, it's that salt water from his Navy days. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So, I keep hearing this leftist talking point. Trump is going to give tax cuts to the rich, millionaires and billionaires, tax cuts for them, and it's going to hurt the middle class. Well, I don't know a lot of millionaires and billionaires who are working for tips. And if Trump wants to drop the taxes on tips, I don't think that's affecting millionaires and billionaires. And I don't know a lot of people who are living on Social Security on a fixed income that are millionaires and billionaires relying on that Social Security. And Trump is saying he wants to look at dropping the tax on Social Security for people who are retired. I don't think that's a tax on the rich. So, there's a talking point there that needs to be countered by asking these idiot leftists, how many millionaires and billionaires do you know that are waiting tables, and how many millionaires and billionaires do you know are relying on that Social Security check just to make it from month to month?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Very good point. Great message all around. Are you going to be at the Trump rally tonight?
I will not. Nope. I'm not a fan of being in Los Angeles much anymore, and I don't do well with crowds. So if you want to see my skin start crawling and me having the heebie-jeebies and a close to a nervous breakdown while you plant me in Bozeman tonight, you'd probably see it. I'm going to stay far away from those crowds.
Yeah, I get the same way with crowds anymore too, but the nice thing about at least going through the media area is that you get a little bit more space because it's kind of walled off for the TV cameras. And then, like I was at the grocery store the other day, and it's like, what is it with these people that like – it's like, okay, there's a massive grocery store here. When you're standing in line, you don't need to be breathing down my freaking neck. It's like, who are, obviously the guy must not have been from Montana because it's big sky country. We like our space. That ever happened to you, George and Tim? Thanks for the call. That ever happened to you? You're like in line somewhere and you're like, dude, step back like two steps. You know, we're not like in the chow hall line at basic training here. You know, you can relax. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Was it that way at Navy boot camp? They made you get so tight in the chow hall line, and you're just standing there like at attention the whole time. You know.
Well, you know, I saw other companies kind of jacking around while they were in the chow line, but my company didn't. So we were treated differently. So we had to stand there and at attention and be silent the whole time. And while people made fun of us, we were going through the line, they were making fun of us.
Oh, but, yeah.
So, you know, those guys. Idiots were throwing peanut buttered bread up on the ceiling and stuff. So,
What? Oh, man, that would have flipped
That's
our
That's just an insult to my rifle company brothers out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm glad you came in early. So I've got former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, who almost pulled off a win as a Republican for governor of New York. I've been trying to get him on the show for a while, and like 7:06 today was the only time he could do. But so if you don't mind sidekicking for that one, I hate to impede on your time a little bit.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
What's the big thing you want to talk about this morning?
There's all kinds of stuff. One, I heard you talking about this whole Walls military service stolen valor story of the last couple of days, and I think it was interesting. Yesterday David Noble said, well, I'm not going to comment on that because I never served. And I think the media would be a lot of people in the media would be wise to report on it about the same way. You can kind of relay what other people said. But for them to say some of the stuff they're saying, they don't have a clue. They don't know what they're talking about. So
yeah. So, well, I would say, though, like, whether you served or not, somebody lying about their accomplishments, you can feel free to weigh in on that. Like, I didn't play Major League Baseball, But if somebody's running for Congress and they claim that they were the best pitcher in the World Series, and I know they weren't the best pitcher in the World Series, I'm allowed to say something about
that. Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I agree. I'm not saying they shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, but just be smart about it.
Right.
Think before you speak. You know, like that handset, you know, think before you speak.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Every American has been impacted by their economic policies, by Harris's border policies, by their law and order policies. Is every town and city in this country safe and secure? It is not. What about the global chaos in the middle of, you know, awaiting the Iranian response to Israel and an attack by Iran again? Kamala Harris is entertaining the insanity to consider an arms embargo against Israel at their most vulnerable moment, where they might be facing a four-front war on top of the three fronts that they're facing now. You know, you want to compare that to President Trump's record? Because if you do, it's going to be different.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Man, it's going to be a big show on Friday's Montana Talks. Not as big of a show as the Trump rally Friday night. I'll be there. But a big show nonetheless. I know we're going to have some folks call into the show that are going to be headlining the Trump rally. Can't tell you who just yet. We can never tell you who all's going to call into the show. That's part of the fun, is that anybody gets to call into Montana Talks. You don't just have to be a headliner for a Trump rally. We hear from everyday Montanans who get to be heard all across Montana.
ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I thought I shared this on Facebook. I got a couple of messages here. First, Bill in Miles City. Great to see you in Miles City this past Friday. But, you know, obviously, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, he is going to be on the stage with President Donald J. Trump, I imagine, tonight in Bozeman. But, George, I keep getting all these messages about how Tim Sheehy's going to be in Miles City. It's almost like they're more excited to see him in Miles City than they are to see him at the Brick Breeden Field. Tater and Forsyth, hey, just wanted to let your listeners know that Tim Sheehy will be in Miles City this Sunday, 5 p.m. at Miles City Livestock. I sent that to my cowboy cousins out there in eastern Montana, so they were pretty excited about that one as well. But that's what Bill in Miles City was messaging me about, too.
Yeah, so. Well, people are excited about it. So, yeah. And that's good, and they should be, because they should be paying attention, and they should be getting out there listening to these people.
Yeah. So what's your take on this whole stolen valor story? I know you got a day job. You've been busy, but you're listening here, listening there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody should just be proud of their service, whatever it was. We've talked about it before. The government's going to put you where they need you, and that means location and whatever your job is. So, you know, just be proud of that. And not everybody is on the front lines. Not everybody is an infantryman, and, you know, I just, not everybody's going to do that. But you should just be proud of whatever it was that you did. But I agree, he should not have embellished, or what he did is led people to believe something that wasn't true, mm-hmm. and he didn't clarify it. So, for instance, there's a video of him giving a speech talking about the Second Amendment and gun control. And he says, nobody should own the weapon that I carried in war. Well, if some guy, and I'm a veteran, I was in the military. If some guy says the weapon I carried in war, that makes me think that he was an infantryman, that he was
or that front he was lines, actually in
that
war.
He was in war, right?
Somewhere, yeah.
Exactly. And so he knew what he was doing. He knew it. And that's the thing. You don't serve 24 years in the military and not know what you're saying when you say it. So it wasn't a mistake. He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's what gets me. And then you have the media saying, well, we found two guys that he served with that say it's no big deal and that he should. Well, you know what? Not everybody in the military is smart. I'm just saying, you know. So I don't care what these two guys say. It doesn't matter. But see, they're quick to, if it's the opponent, they're quick to take one person's word for it and say, see, it's not true or it doesn't matter or whatever.
Yeah.
But Trump or but this, but Republicans. But, you know, Republicans can have video, audio, a written statement.
All the DNA evidence.
DNA evidence. And the Dems go, nah, it's not true. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. The liberal mindset just blows me away.
I think multiple credible instances of stolen valor by Tim Walz. I think you get it. I think I get it. I don't think even some in the media realize just how big of a story this actually is,
right,
and how powerful America's veterans are, because, you know, a lot of our friends, they're not even partisan or not even that political, but that this stuff pisses them off.
I can hear it now. Kamala's on vacation or something, you know, and he's going to say he was president of the United States because she wasn't there. You know, well, I served as president of the United States. But do you really want somebody like that, whose character is like that, as vice president? And really what you got to ask yourself is, do you want that person to be president?
Yeah.
So that's what it really comes down to, because he could be president.
I love this headline, speaking of Kamala, too. There was a great headline at thedailywire.com. Here we go. Woman who stole nomination picks man who stole valor as running mate. That was the headline from Matt Walsh at thedailywire.com. But no, George, you've said it before, and you're exactly right. I don't care if your only job was passing out gym towels at the gym on Camp Ramadi, Iraq. Thanks for your service. But be proud of that service. Like, you know, J.D. Vance is humble about his service. He doesn't embellish his career, but this Walz guy clearly is a phony and has clearly committed stolen valor.